Welcome to On the Radar, AgriSpray Drones' regulations and policy podcast, your go-to source for the latest insights on drone regulations, policy updates, and industry news shaping the future of unmanned aviation in America. I'm Alex Ryan, guiding you through the complex world of drone laws and innovations. Stay informed, stay compliant, let's take flight. Welcome back to On the Radar, AgriSpray Drones' regulations and policy podcast. I'm Alex Ryan, your guide through the ever-shifting skies of drone regulation. Today, we're diving into two executive orders signed on June 6, 2025 by President Trump. Executive Order 14099, the Unleashing American Drone Dominance, and Executive Order 14150, Restoring American Airspace Sovereignty. These orders together are reshaping the drone industry, accelerating integration on one hand and tightening airspace security on the other. Let's unpack what that means for agriculture and beyond. First up, Executive Order 14099, the Unleashing American Drone Dominance. This order is all about pushing the U.S. to the forefront of drone development, integration, and commercialization. Let's break down the key objectives. Number one, accelerate UAS integration into national airspace. The FAA is now on the clock with a directive to issue a proposed rule within 30 days, enabling routine beyond visual line of sight, or BVLOS, operations for commercial and public safety purposes. They're also expected to finalize the rule within 240 days. While this doesn't directly apply to drones over 55 pounds yet, it sets a precedent for expanded operations in the future. The order also calls for clear metrics to assess BVLOS performance and safety, a win for everyone seeking regulatory clarity. Number two, enhance domestic UAS commercialization. The order supports innovation by streamlining approvals and certification processes, including for consumer goods delivery and environmental reviews. While it doesn't directly affect exemption processes for the larger drones yet, it's a step toward reducing regulatory headaches for the industry. Number three, strengthen the domestic drone industrial base. It's no secret that many drones and their components come from overseas. This order directs economic policies, trade initiatives, and export financing to boost American manufacturing. Expect to see more U.S.-made drones in the pipeline, which could impact supply chains and costs. Number four, establish an eVTOL integration pilot program. The Secretary of Transportation and the Office of Science and Technology Policy are tasked with coming up with a pilot program for electrical vertical takeoff and landing, eVTOL, aircraft. This is a big step toward integrating these next-generation aircraft into the national airspace. And number five, utilize artificial intelligence for waiver application reviews. Within 120 days, the FAA is expected to deploy AI tools to expedite the review of UAS waiver applications. This means faster, performance-based evaluations that could reduce processing times, something every drone operator can appreciate. Now let's pivot to Executive Order 14150, Restoring American Airspace Sovereignty. This order is focused on security, and it's equally significant. Here's what's on the table. Number one, the establishment of the Federal Task Force. A new federal task force chaired by Assistant to the President for National Security Affairs will review operational, technical, and regulatory frameworks to tackle UAS threats. Expect recommendations that could impact drone operations across the country. Number two, airspace regulations to protect the public. The FAA is directed to fast-track rulemaking to restrict drone flights over critical infrastructure and sensitive sites. They're also instructed to make notices to airmen, NOTAMs, and temporary flight restrictions, TFRs, freely available online, aiding in geofencing and navigation. Number three is the enhanced enforcement measures. The Attorney General and the FAA Administrator will step up enforcement against drone operators who violate airspace restrictions or endanger the public. Federal agencies will have expanded authority to detect, track, and identify drones, and state, local, tribal, and territorial law enforcement can tap into grant programs for similar technology. So what does this all mean for the agriculture drone sector? It's a balancing act. Executive Order 14099 accelerates innovation and integration, which is great for business. But Executive Order 14150 brings a security-focused edge that could restrict operations near certain facilities and critical sites. At AgriSpray Drones, we're keeping a close eye on both orders, working with regulators, policymakers, and industry partners to make sure our operations stay safe, compliant, and competitive. In upcoming episodes, we'll dig deeper into how these changes affect your day-to-day operations, including exemptions, BVLOS waivers, and supply chain considerations. Until next time, fly safe and stay informed.